This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. A Yemeni government delegation has departed Riyadh for Sweden and peace talks with Houthi rebels aimed at ending their four-year conflict in one of the world's gravest humanitarian crises. The rebel delegation arrived Tuesday. The path to the talks was cleared after the Saudi coalition backing the government agreed to allow a UN plane to evacuate 50 rebel wounded to Oman, as well as a prisoner swap. Houthi official Hamid Azma said the first order of business will be the plan for the future of the talks. He said the first issues will be the presidency, prime minister, and security matters, as well as opening of airports and seaports to humanitarian aid. Thousands have been killed. Millions face starvation. The World Food Program's David Beasley said a top priority is to stop the fighting so humanitarian aid can get in.
We're only feeding about one-third of the population. Well, what do the other two-thirds do? They get their food from the outside as well, because it is a country where 90% of everything comes from the outside world.
He said a new food security report will show an increase in severe hunger rates. The U.S. called the talks a necessary and vital first step and called on the parties to cease hostilities. Survivors said 15 migrants died after their boat at sea for 11 days capsized off the Libyan coast. The migrants, mostly from Africa, had set off for Italy from the Libyan city of Sabratha. The survivors came ashore many kilometers away in Misrata Monday. They were without food or water, and all 10 survived. South African President Ramaphosa has named the country's first female chief prosecutor. He selected lawyer Shamila Batoli, who worked 9 years as legal advisor to the prosecutor at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. This is VOA News. The U.S. has announced it's giving Russia until early February to fully comply with the 1987 Intermediate Forces Nuclear Treaty, before beginning a six-month process of withdrawal from the pact aimed at keeping intermediate-range missiles out of Europe. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke Tuesday in Brussels.
When the INF Treaty was inked in 1987, it represented a good-faith effort between two rivals to de-escalate the threat of nuclear war. But whatever successes this treaty helped produce, today we must confront Russian cheating on its arms control obligations.
Pompeo said the issue of new Russian missile has been raised at least 30 times in 5 years. He said Moscow has multiple battalions of FSC-8 cruise missiles fired from mobile launchers, hard to detect and destroy. The Kremlin has denied any such undertaking. U.S. lawmakers came away from a briefing Tuesday by the Director of Central Intelligence, concluding that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, known as MBS, was responsible for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in October at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Among those briefed, Senator Lindsey Graham.
You have to be willfully blind not to come to the conclusion that this was orchestrated and organized by people under the command of MBS and that he was intricately involved in the demise of Mr. Khashoggi.
Lawmakers are considering a resolution condemning the murder and seeking a cut in military assistance to Saudi efforts in Yemen. French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe Tuesday suspended a planned increase in the price of fuel for at least 6 months following weeks of sometimes violent protests. The price hike, part of French President Emmanuel Macron's reforms, is in response to climate change. Debate in the British Parliament is open for 5 days on Prime Minister Theresa May's plan on future relations with the European Union once Brexit takes place in March. She warned Tuesday, that Parliament a better deal cannot be found.
Don't imagine that if we vote this down, a different deal is going to miraculously appear. The alternative is uncertainty and risk. The risk that Brexit could be stopped. The risk we could crash out with no deal. And the only certainty would be uncertainty.
The historic vote is set for December 11th. Americans by the thousands paid their final respects to the late President George H.W. Bush, whose body lies in state at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington. A state funeral is planned for Thursday. A woman in Brazil who received a womb transplanted from a deceased owner has given birth to a baby girl in the first successful case of its kind. 10 previous similar cases in the U.S., the Czech Republic, and Turkey failed. A doctor who led the research said it should give hope to women with uterine infertility to a larger pool of potential donors. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.